ಶಿಶಿರಾಧಮಾಧವಾಷ್ಟಸಖಿ ವೃಂದ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಪಂಚತತ್ವ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇವ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಸಮವೇತ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಹರಿ ಹರಿವೋ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಾಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ. ಭಗವದೀಯುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ 10th canto, chapter 1, text 64. Etat kamsaya bhagavan chasham sabhyetya narada bhumir bharaya mananam ದೈತ್ಯಾನಾಂ ಚ ವಿಧೋದ್ಯಮನ್. ಏತತ್ ಕಂಸಾಯ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಚಶಂ ಸಾಭ್ಯೇತ್ಯ ನಾರದ ಭೂಮಿರ್ಭಾರಾಯ ಮಾಣಾನಾಂ ದೈತ್ಯೇನಾಂ ಚ ವಿಧೋದ್ಯಮಂ. ಏತತ್ ಕಂಸಾಯ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಚಶಂ ಸಾಭ್ಯೇತ್ಯ ನಾರದ ಭೂಮಿರ್ಭಾರಾಯ ಮಾಣಾನಾಂ ದೈತ್ಯಾನಾಂ ಚ ವಿಧೋದ್ಯಮಂ. Matajis. Etat, all these words about the Yadu family and Vrishni family. Kamsaya, unto King Kamsa. Bhagavan, the most powerful representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shashamsa informed Kamsa, who was in doubt. Abhetya, after approaching him. Narada, the great sage Narada. Bhumir, on the surface of the earth. Bharaya mananam, of those who were a burden. Daityanam cha, and of the demons. Vadha udyamam, the endeavor to kill. Translation. Once the great sage Narada approached Kamsa and informed him of how the demoniac persons who were a great burden on earth were going to be killed. Thus Kamsa was placed into a great fear and doubt. Purport. It has already been discussed that Mother Earth implored Lord Brahma to give her relief from the distress created by the burdensome demons, and that Lord Brahma informed her that Lord Krishna himself was going to appear. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever there is a burden created by the demons, and whenever the innocent devotees are distressed by demoniac rulers, the Lord appears in due course of time to kill the demons with the assistance of his real representatives, who are technically called demigods. In the Upanishads, it is stated that the demigods are different parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it is the duty of the parts of the body to serve the whole, it is the duty of Krishna's devotees to serve Krishna as he wants. Krishna's business is to kill the demons, and therefore this should be a devotee's business also. Because the people of Kali Yuga are fallen, however, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of kindness for them, did not bring any weapons to kill them. Rather, by spreading Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna, he wanted to kill their nefarious demoniac activities. This is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. Unless the demoniac activities on the surface of the world are diminished or vanquished, no one can be happy. The program for the conditioned soul is fully described in Bhagavad Gita, and one simply has to follow these instructions to become happy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore prescribed Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Eva Kevalam Kalau Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gati Anyatha. Let people chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly, then the demoniac tendencies will be killed and they will become first class devotees, happy in this life and in the next. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthavitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। So first of all, we beg at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas to give their blessings so we can share some of our understandings on this shloka. Hare Krishna. So as the translation goes, Narada Muni has just approached Kamsa. He is making him aware of the plan. Narada Muni is the greatest of all Vaishnavas. He is loved by everyone. Demigods love him. Demons love him. Generally, when demons, they see some devotee of the Lord, they want to finish him off. But with Narada Muni, they really like him. Because Narada Muni, his only purpose is spreading Krishna consciousness. And he's one of the most enthusiastic devotee who wants to see Krishna's pastimes. He cannot wait for X amount of time till Kamsa becomes, you know, his pot of sin becomes overflowing. He just can't wait till that time. He has to come and says, look, the demigods are planning. You should do something more nasty. Don't spare any of Vasudev's kids. Because when Vasudev comes for the first time, he says, okay, you know, no problem. You don't, you know, I have no threat with this first son of yours. I'm worried about the eighth child. You can keep this child. And Narada Muni says, if this goes on, it will take a long time. Let's make the process very fast. So Krishna will appear as soon as possible. So he goes up to Kamsa and he completely confuses him. And he starts, you know, showing how the first child could be the eighth child and how the eighth child could be actually the first child. And he's such an expert. Kamsa is completely confused and he decides to kill everybody. What that does, it brings Krishna's appearance quicker. All of Krishna's pastimes will start happening before this, and he uses his intelligence very nicely and goes and tells Kamsa that in the heavenly planets, the demigods are already planning on how to destroy all the demons on the earthly planet. So now Kamsa gets afraid. Thus Kamsa was placed into great fear and doubt. He becomes scared. What is going to happen? How can I protect myself? And in this fear, he's going to make a lot of sinful activities, thus bringing Krishna's appearance quicker. As Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in this, in his purport, second paragraph, Krishna's purpose is to annihilate demons and protect his devotees. Krishna, his main purpose is to come and have relationship with his devotees. While having relationship with his devotees, he destroys the demons. He doesn't come to destroy the demon. That's why it says, paritranaya sadhunam. That's the first thing he comes. To deliver the saintly people. In different incarnations, Krishna appears, kills the demon. Comes as Matsyavatar, has an interaction with Manu Maharaj, with the seven sages, And he also kills a demon named Hayagriva. He comes as Varahadev, but he appears from the nostril of Lord Brahma. And in front of all the demigods, from being the size of a thumb, he grows to a gigantic form. The demigods worship him, interacts with the demigods, then he goes, kills Hiranyaksha, appears as Narasimhadev. He's fighting. At the same time, in Bhagavatam, he's having fun. Right? It mentions Narasimhadev was playing with Hiranyakashipu just like the cat plays with a rat before he kills the rat. At one point, Narasimhadev was grabbing onto Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyakashipu starts hitting on Narasimhadev's hand. And Narasimhadev thinks, if I don't let him go, that will break him down mentally. So to keep his efforts high, he lets him go. And immediately the demigods are thinking, oh my God, such a powerful demon escaped from the clutches of the Lord. At the same time, Hiranyakashipu is thinking, huh, you saw? He's afraid of me, that's why he let me go. Even in that scenario, he's having interactions with his devotees. And then, to uphold the blessings of Lord Brahma, he waits for that time. He waits for the sandhya. Till that time, he's just fighting, killing, letting him go, grabbing him back. He gets hit between his nails, jerks him off, continues fighting. When the time comes, he kills. In every form, when Krishna appears, he first has interactions with his devotees. And then, he goes killing the demons. Same way, as Krishna, he appeared, went straight to Braj. Had interaction with the devotees. Kamsa started to send demons. While playing, he kills. He killed Putna. He was such a small boy, barely crawling. Killed. Shakatasura came, killed him just by a kick. So many demons came. He went for a ride, you know, on Trinavarta. Every time he comes back to the devotees. So, that's why Srila Prabhupada, he says, it's the duty of the of Krishna's devotees to serve Krishna as he wants. Krishna's business is to kill the demons, and therefore this should be a devotee's business also. What are these demons we are supposed to be killing? They are the six enemies we all have. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion. We need to kill all of them. How are we going to do that? By performing devotional service. Unfortunately, we are not worried about performing devotional service. Recently, we were having a discussion with some devotees, thinking about how to involve the community of devotees. We have such a big community of devotees in Sridham Mayapur. How to involve them? We are having a festival, Janmashtami, coming, 4 weeks away from us. Within a month, there is Janmashtami festival. We can make it the biggest grand festival, the Krishna's appearance day. But when it comes to involving the community of devotees, hardly anybody comes forward to help. A few years ago, we thought, let's clean up the whole Mayapur Dham. Let's get devotees, they can clean different sections of Sridham Mayapur. And when it comes, you know, a few days before Janmashtami. So when there is Janmashtami, there is not one garbage in the locality here. We can, can have Krishna's festival in a very clean place. That was one of the thoughts of the festival. We even had you know, devotees designated for different areas, did it actually happen? No. Why? Because not interested in doing the service. Not many devotees came forward. When there was time for prasadam at midnight, all the kitchens are full, packed. Interested for prasad, very good. That's also devotional service. But when it comes to doing practical work, no, that's not me. I'm not going to do it. We have such a big community. We want to, have a festival, grand festival for Srila Prabhupada's Avirbhav Tithi. But it's all, you know, the responsibility of the management. They have to do. They got to collect the Lakshmi for it. They got to prepare for it. They got to have the festival. They got to arrange for everybody's prasadam. And we as the community, we go there, sit in for Prabhupada's Vyas Puja for some time. Then we start dozing off because listening to the glorification of the founder Acharya of ISKCON is such a boring thing to do. That's why we decide, let's go out, have a walk. We will listen on Mayapur TV because we have more important things to do in our house. Practically doing no service. And then, prasadam time, come, rush, make a big, you know, big grand entrance, eat, make a big mess, walk away. And then, put it up on the Mayapur forum. The management did not do a proper job. We had not enough prasadam. We didn't do this, blah, 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 blah. What about our service? What about our duty? Did not happen. We did not serve Krishna. We are expecting service from Krishna, from his devotees. Why do we do that? Out of complete laziness, out of complete ignorance. And when somebody brings this out, it's a big thing. How can you speak like this? It was a very, very sad situation we just had a week ago while discussing with the devotees. Devotees are not interested to come forward. Next day, the devotee who arranges this Bhagavatam class, he said, would I like to give a class? I said, sure. Maybe I'm requesting all the devotees who are sitting here, who are watching on Mayapur TV, come forward. Sridham Mayapur belongs to us. Sri Sri Radha Madhava belongs to us. Their festival is our festival. Come forward. Don't just dump it on somebody. The management will take care. No, come. Help the management. Many times on Mayapur Forum we hear, you know, this management is like this, this management is like this. But I would like to glorify a couple devotees, you know, the management today. Few days ago, I was going at 9 o'clock at night, going back home. And I see two brahmacharis, top level managers, walking on the road, going to Gaurnagar. And they were checking on the lights, right? And they say, oh, it would have been better if they were standing like that. 9 o'clock at night, two brahmacharis, top level managers, trying to see how to make more light on the road that we walk on. There is enough light, but they say it will be better if we do it like that. Who thinks about that? Our work is done, fix the road, put the lights up. No, they are waiting and checking if it is good. Can we make it better? The devotees are working very, very hard. Sure, they make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But to rectify is by becoming proper devotees of Krishna. We go there, help. How can we be helpful? Then the next line Srila Prabhupada says, because the people of Kali Yuga are fallen, people like us, however, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of kindness for them, did not bring any weapon to kill them. Rather, by spreading Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna, he wanted to kill their nefarious demoniac activities. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement. Unless the demoniac activities on the surface of the world are diminished or vanquished, no one can be happy. Srimad Bhagavatam is just like an open heart surgery. If you read it, you will see, you will feel Srimad Bhagavatam is talking about me. Everyone will feel that. Oh, I have that problem. Yes. I have this nefarious demoniac activities I perform on daily basis. Yes, I'm not chanting Krishna, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra properly. It's difficult for me to go for Mangala Arati. That's why the program for the conditioned soul is fully described in Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada's complaint to the devotees was, we don't read his books. That was his complaint. We are preaching nicely. We are doing other services good. He was very happy with all the devotees' efforts, but his complaint was, devotees don't read his books. If we start reading Srila Prabhupada's books, our life will change. Chanakya Pandit, he mentions every day a person should read at least a chapter of any Shastra. If you cannot read a chapter, read half a chapter. If you cannot read or study half a chapter, at least do a page. At least a paragraph, a sentence, at least one word you start with. And then you can increase. With every syllable, with every word, learning new, it makes a big difference in our life. We study Srila Prabhupada's books. Everything. Srila Prabhupada said, everything is in my books. There's one devotee in Mumbai. He's giving hotel management based on Bhagavad Gita. A course on hotel management. How did he figure that out? That's called his realization. His field of activity is hotel management. He teaches hotel management through Bhagavad Gita. There is another devotee. He teaches biology from Srimad Bhagavatam. We hear of two devotees. Their articles many times comes in Back to Godhead. They did not go to school. The mother, she taught them everything based on Srimad Bhagavatam. Their study was Bhagavatam. And I think the elder brother, he just did his PhD either in chemistry or chemistry. How is that possible? How did he manage to do that? He found it in Srimad Bhagavatam. He's one of the extremely scholarly persons in ISKCON. Met him a few days ago. And I said, Prabhu, how did you manage to study all these? He said, Prabhupada's books. He said, I never went to college. Never stepped. If it would be raining, to take shelter, I would not enter the college gate. Even though if it was raining, I wouldn't do that. But today, he's going around the world preaching in many different colleges. And the professors of those colleges are sitting there making notes. Why? He got it all from Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada has said, everything is in my books. Let people chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly. Then their demoniac tendencies will be killed and they will become first class devotee, happy in this life and in the next. A question for all the devotees here. How many of you are having difficulty falling asleep at night? Everybody goes to sleep instantly as soon as you drop down. Can you please put your hands up? How many people are having difficulties going to sleep at night? Few. Why? When you lie down in bed, the brain starts working and starts spinning. Okay, this has to be done. That is my problem. This is my problem. How am I supposed to solve this problem? What will I do tomorrow when I wake up in the morning? Right? Am I right? No? Why does it take you to fall asleep? So that you're contemplating on the philosophy while going to sleep. Okay. But then when you lie down in bed. Yeah, that happens. Many people have difficulty falling asleep. They cannot sleep for half an hour, 1 hour. They are lying down in bed. Can't fall asleep. Why? So much worries. Worries about what? Anything we do, it eventually is going to end up what Krishna wants. It's not going to happen in any other way. Surely, we got to work for what we would like to do. But that's why Krishna says, perform your duty, don't worry about the results. You do your job, complete it. Don't worry what's going to come up next. In our life, we have seen several times, Krishna knows what's the best for us. And that's why he, you know, just leave it up to him. Anyway, it's going to end up the way how he likes. Why to worry about things? You want to achieve something? Work hard for it. If you get it, Hare Krishna. If you don't get it, Hare Krishna. What to do? If we chant Hare Krishna mantra constantly, the demoniac tendencies will be killed. And we will attain the faith, Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. If Krishna wants to kill, nobody can protect. If Krishna wants to protect, nobody can kill. I'll tell you some interesting story. We were on Brajmandal Parikrama, just with the boys. And we ended up in a place called Mansarovar, where Radharani became very upset with Krishna, and Krishna spent a lot of time trying to pacify her. And from the tears of Srimati Radharani, a whole pukur, a whole pond was created, Mansarovar. When we went there was nothing around the whole Mansarovar. The nearest village was 3 kilometers away, named Bheem. We arrived there around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Settled down, and we went out for doing madhukari, trying to see what we can get to eat. So we went out 3 kilometers. In these 3 kilometers, the only thing is 2 kilometers of just field and 1 kilometer of jungle. And few days before that, somebody scared us, saying you have to be very, very careful. There are sometimes dacoits in the villages of Vrindavan. So while going there, we were like, this place looks very, very convenient place for dacoits. Anyway, we went to the village. By the time we reached the village, was about 5:30. And they said, oh, we have already finished eating. No worries, sit down, we will cook for you. And we were 4 of us. They started cooking, and you know, the villagers gathered around us. We had more than 200 people surrounding us. They were just talking, who are you, where are you coming from, what do you do? Just talking and talking and talking, and they kept us there till 8 o'clock. It's completely dark, and you know, we filled up our cloth bags with rotis and our tiffins with sabjis, and we started walking back. It's dark, and we have to cross 1 kilometer of village, 2 kilometers of fields. So we said, okay. And when we are at the last house, they said, just be careful. Sometimes you get thieves and dacoits around this village. It's like, jai. We start, and one of the boys, small boys, he starts chanting Narasimha prayers. And we passed through that kilometer of a forest peacefully, no problem. Then we had to walk straight and turn right. And Mansarovar, the temple, is quite at a distance, 2 kilometers distance. So while we are walking, we have our torchlights, we are walking. And in the middle of the fields, we see another torchlight there. Could be whatever, didn't make any difference, but there is fear in the heart. There might be dacoits around. What will they do to us? We have nothing that we can lose. We had no money, you know, barely few hundred rupees. We had no money. We are walking around just dhoti and chadar. We have our tiffins. What could they possibly steal from us? We had nothing, but there is fear. What will they do? Right? So we go walk that way, and then we start going this way, and we notice the light which was here in the middle of the fields is slowly, slowly coming towards the road. You know, every bits and pieces, when you're scared, makes you more afraid. So we're like, the light is coming more close. What's going to happen? And then I was the eldest. I said, let's switch off our light. You know, we have, and then they won't be able to see us. Great. We switch off our lights and we continue walking. As soon as we switched off our lights, this big light which was coming towards the road, suddenly they made it, you know, bright and focused straight on us. And we heard the most evil laugh in our life. You know, when you hear in Ramayana this, you know, Tada coming, and that kind of laugh we heard. We are scared. We took off our wooden shoes. We had a stick in our hand. We have our bags are filled with, we had about 150 rotis with us, tiffins. We grabbed our wooden shoes and we just run. We had one big boy, one small boy, one big boy, one small boy. We're just running. And we run. And one of the small boys, he was a little fat. He says, Chaitanya, I can't walk. I can't run anymore. I can't run anymore. I said, okay, no problem. Can you walk fast? Yes. And we are walking fast. Looking back, it's just darkness. We don't see anything. We don't hear anything. We are scared. And we are walking fast. While walking a distance, I said, can you run now? Yes, we can run. And we start running. While running, you know, the small boy in the front, he drops one of his shoes. He doesn't care. He's just running. I go back, grab his shoes, continue, catch up with them, continue running. Run up certain more distance, he dropped his sabji tiffin. Another big boy runs back, grabs the sabji tiffin, continue running. Again, the little heavy boy says, Chaitanya, I can't run anymore. Can you walk fast? Yes. Okay, then we continue walking fast. After running for some distance, we saw the gate of Mansarovar. And we got hopes. We are safe. And said, look. There is this gate of Mansarovar. Okay, we are getting there fast. We are getting there closer. As we are getting closer, we saw headlights turn on and bikes started vroom, vroom, vroom. Immediately the samskara from Bollywood comes. Right? Now, we are thinking there are those dacoits in the front. They got information via phone that we are running, and because those guys couldn't catch up to us, there are these guys on the bike. And it's like, now you do or die situation. So we are having our sticks up high and just screaming out, Ugram Viram Mahavishnam Jalantam Sarvatohamagam. Ready to fight. The bike starts, you know, coming towards us. And we are just screaming out the mantra. And as these bikes come close to us, they shout out to us, Radisham! We're like, shocked. What's that? And we are like, Radisham! And we run into that inside the temple. And we see all the boys asleep. Guys, wake up! There are dacoits in this village, wake up! Okay. No, we are serious. We are being chased by dacoits. Okay. We go. The teacher was there. Teacher, wake up. There are dacoits in this village. He said, okay. Just relax. Have a drink of water. What happened? We tell him the whole story. He says, okay. Just don't worry. Go to sleep. Krishna will protect you. What? Can't sleep. We are just being chased by dacoits. Okay? Go to sleep. Krishna will protect you. And he went to sleep. We had two, and all of us are looking around. All the boys are around. And they had these nets around the temple. So I said, at least let's take the boys and all our things in the center of the temple so the dacoits cannot harass us. And we lock the temple, you know, the grill, and put our lock there. And we are sitting, two of us, myself and my friend, guarding whole night. If any time dacoit comes, then we can protect. Yeah, right. We had sticks, we didn't know how to use them. And then, after some time, I'm falling asleep. I told my friend, can you stay awake? I'll go to sleep, and when you are falling asleep, wake me up, and I will stay awake, and you fall asleep. Yeah, we took turns, whole night, guarding the boys. Next day morning, boys wake up, take bath. We had a nice Mangala Arati, and me and my friend are like, you know, dozing off, went to sleep. Next day morning, you know, all the 150 rotis that we had, we were 8 of us. How we are ever going to finish 150 rotis? Ate whatever we could, distributed the rest, continued walking. The pujari of the temple comes in the morning, and we asked, is this story right? There are dacoits in this village? We said, no. He said, but that's what happened to us at night. He said, they are just teenagers in the village trying to harass you. If we had faith in Krishna, we would have been fine. The lack of faith in Krishna got us this whole night trauma. Anyway, what could we have done? We didn't know how to use sticks. We didn't know the place. It's completely dark. We don't know where to go. Then, the story of Prahlad Maharaj was told by our teacher. What did he do? He remembered Krishna. He was thrown in boiling hot oil. He was thrown under the elephant's feet. Got thrown in among these poisonous snakes. What did he do? Always remembered Krishna. Did anything happen to him? No. So why didn't you just become passive, relaxed? Remember Krishna. That thing, even though it felt like a trauma, but gave a realization in our life. Don't worry about anything. Try your best, leave the rest to Krishna. He will take care. This realization made our life very, very peaceful. Sure, we still get worried about things, but it's easy to deal with those worries when we remember this incident in our life. When we read Srimad Bhagavatam, when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, it brings a lot of peace, as Srila Prabhupada said. It will bring peace in the world just by we performing our duty, serving Krishna as He wants, not as we are comfortable doing it. There is one devotee, a friend of mine, his habit is, hey, can you help me with this thing? It means you do it by yourself, I'm going away. Help means he's there involved and he cannot do it, so we will help him finish the job. But his habit was, help me means you do the work, I go away. The service means how the other person wants, not the way how we can do. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, it is the duty of Krishna's devotees to serve Krishna as he wants. Krishna's business is to kill the demons, and therefore this should be a devotee's business too. This is straight our responsibility given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing the people of Kali Yuga are fallen, does out of kindness for them, did not bring any weapons to kill them. Rather, by spreading Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna, he wanted to kill their nefarious demoniac activities. That's what we are supposed to be doing. But Srila Prabhupada said, first become conscious. Then you can become Krishna conscious. Be conscious is not a simple thing. It requires a lot of thinking.
You know, how do I place things? While coming inside the temple, do I just throw my shoes? Or actually I go put it up on the stand nicely? While walking, some devotee or some sannyasi or some senior lady just walked by. Did I say Hare Krishna? Did I greet them or no? It's very difficult. You walk down the streets. This Mayapur has only devotees. Only devotees. But when we cross each other, you know, we tend to look the other direction as if we have not seen them. We don't greet them saying Hare Krishna. How much does it take? Hare Krishna. You don't need to know that person. Just need to say Hare Krishna. Slowly, slowly, you will start knowing each other. That's called Sadhu Sangha. But we ourselves block ourselves from advancing in Krishna consciousness. There, that is the difficulty. We stop ourselves because of lack of faith in Krishna. Increase the faith in Krishna, problems will decrease automatically. Like if you see the deity of Tirupati Balaji, he's pretty famous, everybody has taken darshan of Balaji. His left hand is up to his knees, holding it like that. And his right hand is showing like that. So this is called Abhaya Mudra. Fearless, be fearless. So he says, you come in my shelter, pointing it towards his feet. He says, you come to my shelter, you'll become fearless. And the difficulties, the ocean of difficulties in this material world that you are drowning in, that will drop down all the way to your knee level so you can easily cross it. Krishna comes and he's standing there like that for the past, whatever, 5 to 7,000 years. Come to my shelter, become fearless, and your problems which you are drowning in will just come down to your knees so you can easily walk through. No problems in life. This is Krishna consciousness. Very simple, very straightforward, very easy to take it up. But our false ego is a problem in the middle. So we hope that we overcome these difficulties. We kill the demons, the six defects that we have, the six enemies that we have, we destroy them. We come forward to doing Krishna's service. Live in the spiritual world, Sridhar Mayapur. And chant Hare Krishna, become happy, spread Krishna consciousness, and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. If there is any comments by any Vaishnavas or any questions. Yes, Prabhu. Oh, he has.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Very nice class, Prabhu, today. Prabhu, actually, demonic demigods, there are two categories are there, no? So demonic and demigods, both, everybody see Lord Krishna is a Bija Pradata for both, the demigods and demonic. So when demonic are, especially when they are doing in a cruel ways, we are highlighting that they are demonics. When the same demigods also doing the same behavior in some of the cases, like say, for example, Brahma. Once he apparently chastised his own daughter, own sister, like that. Similarly, Indra is also behaving in such a way, in different categories. Then why, there is a difference between demigods and that demonic natures.
Okay, so what is the difference between demigods and demons? When demons do certain things, we call it as demonic activities, but we see demigods sometimes doing the same thing. For example, Lord Brahma became lusty after his own daughter. And Indra is also many times seen doing, you know, going and harassing somebody's wives and things like that. Yeah, so the difference between the two is that for demons, those activities are kind of normal. For demigods, they sometimes fall prey to those natures that they have. And as soon as that happens, when they come back to their senses or they are rectified, they correct themselves. For example, when Lord Brahma becomes lusty behind his own daughter, when the rishis told him about it, that what are you doing? You are the supreme living entity in this material, in this universe. How can you run behind your own daughter? Immediately he gives up that body. He takes on to the new body. When Indra, he goes to Gautama Rishi's wife, you know, because he's attracted to her, he gets cursed of having eyes all over his body. He rectifies himself. So that's why they are called Suris. Suris means they are devotees. Whenever they have difficulties, they approach Krishna. Demons will find different materialistic ways of solving the problem. They will not surrender to Krishna. Is that okay, Prabhu?
No, but at this context, one thing I would like to tell you, Prabhu. In the one of the appearances which was given in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, I am the Indra, he says. See, he is given the plenty of appearances, you know, in all the appearances. In one of the appearances, he mentioned that Indra is the Indra only.
Right.
Then being a Lord, being Supreme Personality Godhead, then he is, one of the appearances is Indra, but he is also behaved the same way. And at the time of Govardhana Puja also in the behave in the same way.
Yeah. So Indra actually is a post which has the power of Krishna of administration. That post is taken up by a living entity. For example, we have a temple president. Now president is a post. Different devotee can become the president of the same temple. That does not mean because he became the temple president, he's the senior most in the temple, that he is Mr. Perfect. He still has the defects that he carries as an individual living entity. So Indra is an empowered position by the Lord for the management of the whole universe. The living entity who is qualified to become Indra becomes Indra, but does not mean that his nature has completely changed. He still gets affected by Maya. That's why he's still in the material world. Once he starts getting affected by Maya, he'll go back to Godhead. Is that okay, Prabhu?
Thank you.
There is Prabhuji at the back.
Hare Krishna, this is Amit from Canada.
You have to speak a little loudly, Prabhu.
Okay, Hare Krishna, this is Amit from Canada. So I have a question regarding an issue that I often struggle with and I aspire to solve. While trying to strike a balance between different aspects of my life, how do I make it more Krishna conscious? So that's my question.
How do you become more Krishna conscious?
While trying to strike a balance between different aspects of my life.
Yeah. One thing is, how to balance different aspects of my life and become Krishna conscious? That's the question.
And yeah, like how to bring Krishna consciousness into it?
Yeah. So, for example, are you a student or you are working?
Yeah, I'm working as a lawyer.
You're working as a lawyer. So, when you're working as a lawyer, you have different cases to solve in the court. You have a family. You have friends, and so all these different aspects of life, how do I fit in while becoming Krishna conscious? See, Krishna consciousness is our life. Whatever we do should be centered around Krishna. You are a lawyer. You try to help the person as a devotee. There are, you know, sometimes, you know, whatever variety of a lawyer you are, you know, maybe property, maybe, you know, social, maybe, criminal or whatever, you try to help the person out, finding Krishna conscious ways. And you'll find that by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. How to take care of your family, how to deal with your wife and children, with your parents. All of those things should be centered around Krishna. How Krishna would like it. How do I work in this way that would please Krishna? For example, you don't break the signal. Why? Because you are afraid you will get caught by the police and charged by him. Right? But you could also not break the signal because that's what you are supposed to do. You don't break signals. So either you, how to say, you always remember Krishna, or you act in ways that you never forget Krishna. You're always thinking, how can I please Krishna? Or you're thinking, I'm doing this activity, will it please Krishna? So by constantly thinking like that, you can balance your life easily. Is that okay? Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for your nice class. You can see that you have a lot of association of the Gurukul and you're studying. I have one, maybe a question or a remark, is that studying these, you mentioned that some devotees, they are teaching management through Bhagavad Gita. Somebody is teaching, what was the other thing from Srimad Bhagavatam?
Teaching biology.
Biology. Now, I was wondering this because as I was studying, it's like, see, Bhagavatam has all the sciences in there, that's undoubtedly. But in order to elaborate on those topics, other scriptures have also been written, like Niti Shastra, Manusmriti, and things like that. So somebody can teach biology from Srimad Bhagavatam, even if he didn't go to school. That means he must have studied biology in some other life. Otherwise, how did he get the inspiration?
Right.
So isn't it that, that's what I understood, these other books are also necessary to study. It's like somebody who can teach management from the Gita, that's only because he's a very good manager and he can connect the material science to the spiritual science.
Right.
Otherwise, just from the seed to manifest all these other branches, you have to be like a Prajapati. Otherwise, it is not possible.
Yeah. So, means we're trying to explain that Bhagavatam, even these minor little things, small little things like hotel management or biology, even those kind of things can be covered up by Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, they may have their, you know, the individual might have studied it and he got his realization from Srimad Bhagavatam. And now he wants to teach it based on Srimad Bhagavatam. Like Sotra Maharaj, he was teaching psychology from Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, he wrote the book Vedanta Psychology. You know, so he was teaching psychology from Srimad Bhagavatam. So yes, you do have, you know, every individual has their expertise and you study Srimad Bhagavatam and you can out branch from that and you teach, this particular subject I'm teaching from Srimad Bhagavatam. So they may have those expertise, but the point is, even those minor things, which are technically, if you consider the whole universe, they are quite worthless. Even those things are involved, you can teach from Srimad Bhagavatam, what to speak about going back to Godhead. That's why we are trying to explain. Srila Prabhupada said, everything is in my books. So if you are interested in going back to Godhead, you don't need those Niti Shastras and this and that, which is the highest goal of life. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he mentioned, if there's some calamity to happen and all the books in the world are burnt, only Srimad Bhagavatam remains, there is no loss. And even if Srimad Bhagavatam gets burnt and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita remains, there is no loss. So as per the goal of our human form of life, going back to Godhead, you don't need to divert yourself in different branches. Only reading Srila Prabhupada's books is enough.
So now, having said that and fully accepting that principle, going back to Godhead is the goal of life, but between dharma and moksha, that's artha and kam, and most of the grihasthas, in this context, mainly grihastha at the moment, there is need for these skills in order to maintain yourself. And sometimes I heard this complaint that, yes, you can be in Gurukul, especially by my Gurukul, but then my child is not able to maintain himself, either through a job or through some business. And I know what Maharaj says. He says, I'm training the boys not to get a job outside, but to be in his, get a job in ISKCON, so to say. So in that sense, is it not that you can fully, you know, write off the sciences? Because, you know, like physics and chemistry, these are in seed form only, Srimad Bhagavatam. You cannot bake bricks or, you know, make steel based on the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. But you need them in order to build a Gurukul, or you need them in order to build a Kamba, like Mayapur. So then these other sciences, these are necessary. Do you agree with that?
Not fully. Because Now, since you gave the example of Gurukul and the parents complaining that once my child comes out of Gurukul, he's not able to get a job or maintain himself running a business. If you ask me, I have not met any Gurukul boy that can't maintain himself. For example, you know, we have, you know, you got Anantirtha Prabhu sitting in our, among us. He's a Gurukul boy. He's serving as the secretary of the GBCs, Prabhu. He's serving as the secretary of the GBCs.
Well, I would say those boys are not in Mayapur anymore.
Then I met one person from Canada, Gurukuli. He's running 19 pharmaceutical channels in Canada. Few years ago, I met a person in Tamil Nadu. His father had one gold showroom. He made 100 gold showrooms throughout whole Tamil Nadu. We had one boy who was, how to say, he was involved as the advisor to one of the ministers in Hungary. One of our students is today's GBC of China, which is a communist country.
Okay, so you're mentioning all the success cases. What about the non-success cases? Because the complaint is
give
valid,
an example.
Is the complaint valid or not valid?
Huh?
The complaint, is it valid? Because I am not a grihastha, but that complaint, there must be some truth in it.
Give an example. Name me that person who has not been successful. You won't be able to, because there is none. That's why I'm telling you the examples of those who are actually successful. And these are the big ones. You know, we even have, you know, one boy, you know, used to sell pan outside the main gate. Now he has a big fruit shop. As soon as you go out outside the main gate, on the right, that's Uttam Prabhu there. He was a Gurukuli. He's maintaining himself. All those boys who came out, doesn't matter what is their economical status, the way how they talk with others is very, very gentle. The way how they deal with people is very nice. So what is the, you know, if you, that person you go, he's just outside the main gate, you go going to meet him, his name is Uttam Prabhu. When you go speak with him, he's very nice, he's gentle. He just has a fruit shop outside the main gate. So would you say he's not successful? He is successful. His wife is there with him, his wife is happy. Wife happy, the whole universe is happy.
That is success.
That is success. Okay, bro? Okay, so we are 10 minutes past 9. We will end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha Madhava Ashtasakya Vrinda Srimana Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Shri Panchatattva ki jai. Shri Prahlad Narasimhadeva Bhagavan ki jai. Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande.